Listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Welcome, my brother, George Spencer, in the building.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Yeah, look, come with you more bigger, deeper than mine and all along. Yeah, Mike, you know, what is it?
Hey. Good to be here, man.
Yeah, man. Welcome, man.
Talk about horn and horn and horn.
Boy,
what's going on with you today?
I have a whole thing I want to discuss.
Yeah, what's going on with you and your audience today?
I don't know, boy.
What all
your
bed, all your wake up on?
I don't know, boy. What? Horn real? Horn real.
And warm to your voice. You get horn or something? Or what you warm to your voice?
I want
to
lose weight.
Good comeback.
I want to lose weight.
I thought you was balling out or something. You know, like, the answer back.
Yeah, boy, the echo.
Yeah, boy, pressure. Boy.
Yeah, boy.
Pressure.
I know that passes over right people's head. But that echo.
Yeah, yeah. They were calling that. The whole day they were calling and talking about the echo.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we do it. I hear the echo.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, Sean, are you good?
I'm good. Good to be here as usual.
Sean, uh-huh. You able to take your wife?
No. I don't take that conversation, the horny conversation.
No, I was just going to ask if a woman horn you and make a picnic, if you could forgive and keep the picnic woman by you.
Oh God, boy, you always ask me that kind of question to put me on the spot, boy. What kind of question is that?
But you had a conk match for that, or?
Nah, boy,
you had to do algebra to find out the answer.
You just tell me. So, all through the drama, you could now come and tell me something.
But what she would tell you, boy?
Yeah, but if I... Nah, boy, I ain't taking that real disrespect, boy.
That's a disrespect.
Hear what you just say, yeah? Say it again.
The woman who on you, and she having a picnic.
Uh-huh.
So the baby coming.
Uh-huh.
You say, baby, I love you, I forgive you. But then every day you get up and you're watching this. The channel delivered you?
Well, you ask my heart to question here. Because me and horn, no. So I don't expect you to horn.
So because you ain't horning?
Yeah. Me and horn, I don't expect you to horn. But you horning before if I not doing nothing for you to horn me?
You for a big man, you still believe Pinocchio was a boy?
Yeah, you always come with this kind of...
You had to believe Pinocchio was a real boy.
So you trying to tell me that I supposed to get a horn or man supposed to get a horn?
Nothing but supposed to.
Well, I don't want it because I ain't giving it.
You not immune.
And they didn't say I was immune, but I ain't giving it. I don't expect it. Let me start at the table saying, start with that. So if I start with that, then I expect some kind of respect.
Did you get a
right?
Christmas gift last year?
If I got a Christmas gift?
Yes.
I want to answer my inner voice.
You got a Christmas gift?
Yeah, I got a Christmas gift.
You believe Santa Claus bring it?
No, I don't.
You had to believe Santa Claus bring that Christmas gift.
But
he came down a chimney,
uh-huh.
And he left cookies and milk for him.
Well,
so Santa visited you last year Christmas. You believe in the...
How does Santa Claus come into this morning thing? You're trying to tell me we live in our world now, which we do. All right, that it's okay,
brother man,
and the conversation going left.
It's
right?
Not nothing but okay. I am just saying you are acting like you immune, and because you don't horn, you can't get it.
I never say I can't get it. I just saying that I would like to start off the table by saying I don't want to get horn, so I have not given a horn. So in that case, I don't really expect it. But if it do come, then I deal with it.
Well, then you bring me to my next question, and you know why this thing, right? I'm drinking coffee right now.
Yes.
I'm drinking no water to mind my business. So I go and ask you, have you ever been horned?
Yes.
All right. Did you give horn when you got that horn?
No, I did not.
All right. I rest my case, Your Honor.
Yeah, I did not.
I rest my case.
But that doesn't mean to say you win the case, eh? That doesn't mean to say you win the case.
I just didn't ready to invite the other guests inside.
Let me go on with the guests now. We have two beautiful guests.
I ain't invite them inside now, boy.
Yeah,
you understand? So we say we start in Tasty Tuesdays early.
Let me start the baller and start to talk about food. Because
right now,
my belly full. I had a nice meal today and ready to talk.
Well, show off now. Where are you today?
Nah.
I didn't have anything today.
Oh, well, and you say, well, drink your coffee, sip. You could ask me to bring some food for you. All I cooked today was basic pilau. Remember you talking about pilau last week?
Yeah, we talked about
pilau. So I made a pilau.
Your pilau tastes good?
What? It tastes really good.
Oh.
I taste good.
You see?
Good.
So you bring a chili?
Anywhere you go, No. If you haven't recognized, I do have cheerleaders no matter where I go, right?
Well, I say, you walk with your...
I should have bring some pillow for him, right?
Yeah, it is good, man.
You should have brought some for me.
Yeah. You should have,
I want to bring all your fans here.
I should have hushed my mouth.
Yeah, you need some water, boy.
I waited to see he come on. Give me a... I waited for him to come on.
Yeah.
You bring a cheerleaders to make
the man do, yeah, the man said bring cheerleaders. No, I did not bring cheerleaders. The man just happened to be in the vicinity while I was eating my pillow and being true trinity to the bone.
You gave some.
Yeah, well, we had to share bones.
So where is it? All right. Yeah, so you bring your groupies.
Mr. Smallfish, baby shark.
I want to say you all enjoying the overdrive, and you have all my audience in the back saying, "Yeah, I gotta do that. I gotta put on the camera."
Man. Yeah, man.
All right, guys. So welcome to another edition of THC Tuesday. That big thing what we talk about.
Uh-huh.
We dropping it in the new month, now, boy.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So we drop it today.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome.
But I know. So, guys, we have Sophia and Providence Brown and Sophia Dutton.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. You all know who I am?
Yeah.
Because I'm not even sure who I am sometimes. You understand? But you all know who I am, and this is my good friend on a Tuesday. I look forward to him, you know. As real Pongy is Pong me, it's who catch who first.
Because
if he catch me first, I try to think up, like, you know, he come there, I go and jam me first. And that's how it does go. And as I always tell him, when they come into my studio, please comb your hair.
And for the people who don't know me, I have a lot of hair.
Full afro.
Yeah.
Providence, you're good?
Excellent.
So the PLR was good?
Yeah, it was good. It had, the way he cut up, it had plant in it. I thought it was something else. That's it didn't look like planting.
Listen to the groupie.
So it have that look as well. You know, your food have that. It is, you know, it's like pleasing to the eye, iconic.
Like the PLR, whatever.
And was that asparagus?
There was some asparagus.
Asparagus
and
in
salted
there.
Vegetable, and
salted vegetables.
And stuff. In
it was good. It was good.
And okra running.
No.
That's not like a vegetable rice, you know? That's not like a pilaf.
No.
You sure it was not glorified vegetable rice again?
No. Yeah, it was a glorified pilaf.
That man really like your pilaf, but yeah.
Hey. Unfortunately, I can't give you any feedback. I didn't get none.
So what do you say? Baptize them with the question?
Well, let me baptize them.
Well, all right, let me see how you take this.
Well, let me baptize them one time. Since Ms. Dutton said that she didn't get any pilaf, she do have a big, large box waiting.
Well, first of all.
So do you, but I didn't want to say that, you know? You guys, you know? Okay, but.
So, here's my question now. Have you ever had bread and condensed milk?
I drank condensed milk straight out of the tin without the bread.
Check my text,
Lord Jesus Christ.
Good afternoon. All right, okay.
Oh, Lord Jesus. He start off bad, man. He can start off real bad, man.
Sophia, have you ever eaten bread and condensed milk?
I try to stay away from bread.
So you never had that dish?
No.
Have you ever heard of bread with condensed milk?
No.
What about you?
But I'm in Trinidad, so
you hear about it as a big man.
Well, from a little boy, I heard.
About it as a big man.
Okay,
but you never tried.
No, never. No.
Sean, you ever had bread and condiments?
Of course, I had bread and condiments plenty of time. Part of being Trini.
Full of grub hard boy.
Yeah, it's not about growing up hard. No. It's not about.
What I could have was some butter and condiments.
So I represent in the ones who had bread and condensed milk before. All right. So sometimes you wake up at night. All right, you have nothing in your fridge or your house seat. There is a end of condensed milk in the tin.
Way, boy.
All right, and two slices of bread, and it might be the end bread too.
Now you're grow-tired. Right?
Nah, I ain't grow-tired, man. I'm proud of myself, man. I could survive out here with anything. Mm. So bread and condensed milk is one of it. Oh, we talked about last week. Miss Dutton may not know about this, but bread, peanut butter, and bananas.
I don't think I can say that on air. Let me be quiet.
What's that? So one of the things that we talk about is comfort food. All right, what is comfort food? And every guest comes here, we always ask them, what is comfort food to them?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So we'd like to extend that same courtesy to you guys. So what is comfort food for you?
Comfort food to me is a whole plate. I don't do little. I want some jerk chicken, some macaroni, some collard greens, some callaloo, ackee and saltfish. That's my comfort food.
Okay. Oh. So you said with collard greens?
Collard greens or callaloo. I'll eat both.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't discriminate.
And you eat that one time on one plate, you just wolfing that down? So I take you to a restaurant. You want to eat my money, right?
Yeah. I don't waste food.
You don't?
Even if I don't eat it in that sitting, I'm plating it up and it's getting warmed up after I drink.
Wow. And she, we did say comfort food and it's not like a whole meal.
Listen,
I don't think she understands what comfort food is.
No,
let me get you into her now. Let me get this show going.
Food.
Good afternoon.
Food.
Yeah, there's commerce man here.
God.
The chef, you know, I like him. I like how the chef does handle Davy, you know, he does hit him hard.
Yeah,
so I'm talking to the chef. Now, chef, the reason why I'm addressing you this question is because I don't know probably is the difference in food from Trinidad to the to Yankee country.
Yes.
Right? I don't know if it's the difference in food, but this is your expertise, so maybe you could tell me. How when a Trinidadian go to Yankee country, right, for 2 weeks or so, they just come back talking like the Yankees. Yankee come to Trinidad, right, the Yankee just go back talking his own language.
No, I've been practicing.
I've been practicing
my accent.
We're gonna let Miss Dutton answer that because she's fresh off the boat or the plane, as to say. I think she came in a couple of days ago. All right. And
hey John, good afternoon.
And she's speaking actually a fresh Yankee. I haven't heard
fresh
a Trini. I haven't heard a Trini accent yet.
Hold
I'm
on,
still waiting.
Hey John, how do you speak? Okay, John.
Last week we asked John this question, and John say, "What is macaroni pie?"
Macaroni pie.
I never heard the word pie before, but he's Bayesian.
So John,
could you
come now, John?
What happened? Why you
rock and come in, John?
What are y'all doing?
Yeah.
What happened?
Okay, nothing.
Leave me alone, sir.
You know the manager's walking in the studio, there, like, you know, like he living here.
Yeah.
Next time, come here, knock my door for me, please. We'll invite you in. So, comfort food, we're talking about it, right, Miss Dutton? And I have a very special kind of comfort food I like. I like to get a nice little bowl.
Mm-hmm.
All right. About this size.
Your
my cornflakes, frosted flakes with my no powder milk, yeah? We're not in that foolery. You get some stay fresh milk or, you know, in the bottle. You put some milk in there and you take a teaspoon and you sit down in front of your favorite cartoon, and that is comfort food for me. I am good with that. What about you, Mr. Brown?
Same as you, cornflakes is my comfort food.
But wait, with a big spoon or a teaspoon? I like a teaspoon.
That means you really like it because you want it to last.
Yeah.
You want to eat your cake and
have
it.
And even though I can start go back in the box and take all I buy it.
Yeah.
But somehow I just go back to my childhood memory and remember my mother telling me I can't get no more.
But there's one comfort food that I like, but you seldom see it. It's from the Carinas. It's from cassava. What's the name of it? The name just going up from my head. Farine. It's called farine. It's a native food. And it's made from cassava, and you add sugar to it. A bit of sugar and water. Man.
Just now. Repeat that madness just now. Cassava. Yeah. I get the last.
It's a dry cassava. They dry the cassava. Uh-huh. And it's called farine.
Oh, farine.
Yeah, farine.
Just now. You went... Why did my people go way back then?
Because
if he would know it's farine, you went back great-grandmother, grandfather days.
Yeah, I grew up on
this farine. Man never had porridge before, soldier.
Okay.
He never had cricks and cheese.
So, chode like...
Hey. Brethren.
No.
Brethren, let me pull you a bit.
Farine.
I had cricks and cheese. But I never had cricks and tea.
But you know it's cricks and just now, Davey, do you know what is farine?
Brother, only talking patois for me right now.
Yes.
It's talking a foreign language.
It's cassava, dry cassava. You grate it. Man, you should taste that. You should go in the Carina place. Well, people say Caribs, but it's actually Carinas. First Nation people. When they have a store, they have it in Arima and these places, go and ask for farine. And when you bring it home, you put it in your cup like cereal, and you add some sugar inside, and you add water. Man, I assure you would love it.
He born in the 1960s.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I was born in the 60s.
Oh, you were born in... Oh, I'm so sorry.
I was born in 63.
I do apologize.
Look at that, the early part too?
Yes.
But even the late part, the boy
to bring it farine to this conversation, which is really enlightening because...
I'm relic.
I could take that.
Yeah, my bones...
Well, I was that wrong when the bus shoot was just
a
truck.
Have you ever heard about Farine, Ms. Dutton?
No.
Let's take a call quickly. Hello, good afternoon.
I'm going to be short on this one.
Brethren,
well, addressing the Brethren fellow there.
Well,
they say that Barbados is the land of the flying fish. But hear what? You know, Tobago was really the place for the flying fish. But you know that Brethren and them very smart, you know? So this Belgian fisherman get to find out what is the favorite food of the flying fish. And he took a boat from Barbados with full with the food that the flying fish like in Tobago, and he threw it in the water, and the flying fish and them follow the boat straight to Barbados. So that is how Barbados come the land of the flying fish.
All right,
Brendan. I'm gone, Ma.
Flying fish and migrated
from Barbados.
From Barbados, yes.
You was Brendan. You interrupted the good show, you know. Somebody was now telling me some thing about Sada Roti and this condensed milk. Does she know what Sada Roti is?
No, I didn't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No.
So Ms. Dot, so
we're gonna give her, we're gonna give the little bio. You wanna write up?
You go ahead, you go ahead.
All right, this woman, Ms. Sophia Dutton, was born and raised in the US and is from Trini Jamrock Heritage. Professionally, she is a motivational speaker, personally branding and beauty industry specialist. Among other things, she assists new entrepreneurs with brand awareness and marketing solutions for sports organizations. Ms. Dutton is also a licensed cosmetologist and esthetician.
Yes.
All right. Who has been in the industry over the last 20 years. Now, she looks quite young.
Thank you.
I am saying 38-ish. You know, so I'm in 20 years. I'm like...
You getting yourself in trouble, you know, trying to determine...
I am proud of all 40 of my years.
Oh, you got
it. I missed it by one.
Oh, you got it. Wow.
Yes,
you're good.
I missed it by one. The thing about it is, she recently launched her natural beauty body care line, a full face skin. Her products are created from items found in your kitchen. Really?
Yes. That's why I'm here. You thought, why is this woman coming in here talking about skincare products on Tasty Tuesdays when we're talking about food?
Well, listen, I was thinking, you come and tell me you eat some doubles and, you know, you didn't like what coconut water tastes from inside the shell, you like it in the bottle. Because, you know, she's from the U.S. You know, we in Trinidad, we just crack the coconut and just deal with that. And then we vex with the man and open it and give her a spoon at the side and we dig up the jelly. You know what I'm saying? We will go by crab, by the drain, and eat the doubles. The drain smell and the doubles is the flavor. You know what I'm saying? You had a good crab and eat that. You get a nice...
And he's saying this with a serious face,
yeah,
right?
You get a nice wabbing smell from the drain and you eat the doubles.
And you're telling everybody that's the best doubles ever.
You know, a nice canal smell and the doubles with the chana and yellow. You're nice like a bite. So I expect she to tell me she had a crab doubles.
Oh, well, this is one of the reasons why she's here, because who would think that you could actually make beauty products from food
well
items.
I am now curious. You have now piqued my interest.
There we go.
So we'll officially, it's now 4:30 in the nation's capital. Should I take a break?
No, you could go straight. Just start off asking a couple.
Wait, hold on. You know, that was a rhetorical question.
Oh.
I don't know
what's wrong with you today.
I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah, guys, I'm ready for Davey today. Already, actually, no. Do I need to call your mom?
Oh, God.
Do I have to put your mom on speed dial?
Yeah, nah.
Really?
I will never call my mom on this radio again.
No, he did. Because what happened, he had to call his mom to back him up. You understand? And when his mom, when his mom came on the phone, she kind of sold him out.
Yeah, boy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's mommy, you know.
It didn't work to his advantage. Yeah.
Mommy.
Yeah. So I love her to death. No,
we cut that call up because that conversation just didn't make sense. Well, you understand?
No, how it doesn't make sense?
Yeah, because, you know, that she just was saying things I don't know.
No,
all my business came out.
The whole nation knows he used to send his sister to pick mangoes and things for him.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Hi guys, welcome back to Tasty Tuesdays with Chef Sean Spencer and Davey Murray. And in studio we have with us Miss Sophie Dutton. Hi Miss Sophie Dutton, welcome to Trinidad.
Thank you.
Awesome. So far, how long have you been back in Trini?
Oh, so you can say this is my first visit because the last time I came here I was 2 years old.
You were 2 years old? Oh
two
my
years
God.
Old.
Just now. You was 2 years old and took you so long. Why took you so long to come back? I mean,
boo.
Haboo,
haboo.
Oh.
No. Because don't be mad at me because you want the truth.
Yeah.
Because I thought the first time I came, I thought it was so dusty.
Ooh.
But now that I'm here and I've been able to visit and actually see, because I told you I was two when I was here, so I don't remember.
Yeah.
But now I've
I
took a whole week. Yeah. That's why I said don't be mad at me. I'm telling the truth.
No, we have eggs, we have eggs.
But I've been here for a week. I've been all over the place, uh-huh. and I love the people.
So where have you traveled so far in Trinidad?
Okay, so I went to Arima several times. That's where my family's from.
Okay,
so
great.
Been to Arima. I went down to St. James. Love it. Mm. The Avenue.
Well, the Avenue is the real vibes.
Yeah, yeah, that's
lime. Lime.
Yeah,
I love to lime. Yes. See, I
like it. She be lime, man.
You know we vernaculars and things, yeah. All right. You know we twangs, okay, okay. Is that somebody you're liming? They're like, what? You imagine tell a Guyanese we liming. You know he does. You tell a Guyanese you're coming. You know what Guyanese say when they're liming?
I told you, I've been learning.
They say the gaffin.
Oh, what? The what?
The gaffin.
I didn't know.
What gaffin? That's the word for liming?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You're going to take a gaff.
Okay.
You're going to take a lime. And in Trinidad, you're going to take a, if you tell a man in Trinidad, you're going to take a lime, you have a lime tree? I remember I was out there in the U.S. and my cousins were taking me to this place, and I got sick because the hot climate I went in, it was spring, uh-huh. so it was still cool. And when I got in there, I said, boy, I ain't feeling to go again. And he was watching me like, what do you mean? So I said, I'm not feeling to go again, and I'm not feeling when I'm staying in. He said, but you have never been there. How could you say you're not feeling to go again?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
how
point.
It has worked.
Yeah,
so and I realized how backward we just talk.
Yeah.
We so disrespectful, we tell you climb up the ladder. And then we bold face after and say, well, boy, climb back down now.
And reverse backwards.
Now climb on up is the ascend. Yeah, it means the same thing. And then we tell you to climb and come down.
Yeah.
You understand that? So, but we understand how we speak, you know? Yeah, so you've been to the Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Have you traveled to San Fernando?
Yes, went to San Fernando. I've been all around the Savannah. I met Mr. Fett himself.
Mm-mm.
Thank you for stopping and taking the picture with me, because he was on the phone. And he took his time out to stop, even though he's on the phone. He took
Who is Mr. Fett himself? Who are you talking
about? No. You didn't ask that question.
No. I had asked him. No.
So,
who is Mr. Fett you talking about? Don't tell me.
Yeah.
You are just walking around the Savannah and you see Mr. Fett himself.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that it's Marshall.
Of course.
The other day he was walking up on Picton Street.
Oh,
not,
really?
Not in Lavantil, Woodbrook area.
All right. Okay.
Just taking a stroll up the street. He by himself. What am I going to do, Marshall?
I didn't say so much, but you know, to be a true artist of the people, and you could come out and take a walk like that. That is
very
what I'm talking
humble,
about.
Very humble man.
Yeah, but it took how much years?
Sorry?
You know me, this is the overdrive, and I just bring it real. Eh?
Yeah.
We never said when he was
oh gosh, here we go.
When
here
he
we
was
go.
Ecstatic.
I know what he's going to say.
No, but I'm not going to allow him to say that.
No, but he has come to that. He wasn't
that's
always,
my point.
He wasn't always, but he's come to
he
that.
He has reached there.
He's maturing now. Yeah.
At almost 50.
Yeah.
Haven't we all had a chance to mature?
Well,
at this age, we all have, you know, when we were younger, it was different.
No, I just not go and pick you up and make people feel like you was all humble by all the time. I like people, no, your tale was not like that, but we appreciate what you reached
so
now.
You just happen to be walking around
and
you
that's what he's doing these days, yes.
And you asked for
she's
a picture?
She's not the first person that gave that experience.
Well, first, he was in a very deep conversation, but he stopped and he's like, talk quick. I said, can I
that's
have a picture?
Him.
Yeah, sure. And he gave me the picture.
That's him.
Awesome. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
From the time I get it, talk quick.
Yeah.
I know she ain't lying.
Yeah.
So I'm going to apologize to whoever he was talking to. That was me, the rude girl that interrupted the conversation. I'm very, very sorry.
Oh, my.
But that's nice. I think that's what we're missing in this country with our big artists and stuff like that. Let's take a call quickly. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, I heard a lady talking about your chicken, big chicken and thing. Somebody gives you some good breadfruit oil along with pigtail, Amanda. She tastes that food.
God.
Yes, I need some breadfruit.
You
in my
now
life.
Make my mouth water. Listen, Amanda, you know how long I feeling for oil long?
Yeah,
been
boy.
A minute now, you know.
Yeah, boy, for real, you know. Some pigtail and coconut fresh coconut.
Boy.
Oh, milk in it. Yeah. Sharpening my mouth now.
Yeah,
and also, somebody cook that for me. Anybody?
Well,
anybody?
You know, if everybody's sitting in this room here, we only have one chef.
But why does it always have to be the chef have to cook? But. Why?
Well, how much radio announcers is having here?
Well, because...
It is always end up...
Who is the musician in here?
Right.
It always end up that...
You know,
and
so.
Who's the beautician?
Right.
So
yeah, right.
It's you.
Yeah. And this is...
What's
the name of the show again?
Oh, yeah, CC.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Hello, good afternoon. Hello? All right, call us back. 6273-223 and 625-2257.
So you had... Just now... So you came to Trinidad and you had chicken. What else did you have?
Oh, I had the best curry goat roti.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking
Shout
about.
Shout out to Curry Queen, Miss Lisa. She fixed me up nice, put some pepper sauce in there. Oh, it was the best.
Really? Hello, good afternoon.
The way we start eating them and our food, they go get sick every time every food passes.
I think he bought it for us.
Hey, Volley, how hard it is, okay? Only feel it just 3 to 6 when I touch down here.
So that's all. You make the lady come and have. Yeah, how she described that routine? Could you describe it once more?
Oh, I said it was the best. She put, because in the States, we call it hot sauce.
Hot sauce, yeah.
I learned pepper sauce,
woman. You come down here, hot sauce.
Yeah,
you
see? Yeah, you see what?
I told you about.
People in Toronto even know where it's collard greens, especially those who are not well traveled. They wouldn't know.
It's similar to Kalaloo.
It's similar, yes.
Yeah, very similar.
In other words, it's green. It's bush.
Yeah, right.
Nah,
bush.
It's a little different.
But they, depending on if you're a pork or non-pork eater, a lot of times they'll use smoked ham hocks or something like that. Or if you don't eat pork, they'll put the smoked turkey.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. So what other dishes have you,
Also, I had some kalori today. Yes, in Arima.
What kind of sauce are you here?
I didn't eat the sauce yet.
You just eat the pulori just
like that? You just eat the just like that?
You choke?
I eat it just like that.
Oh my God.
I love it just like that. I don't need no sauce on it. I love it just plain.
But you do know you have to put some sauce on it.
I know. I got my sauce in the bag.
But I'm just saying that.
Okay, relax. I told you when I drink, that's going to be my snack.
With the sauce or the pulori?
I'm afraid to try to take like I will get yelled
because
I'm gonna say that
people are recording you're not yet drinking.
You're gonna make me all the people call it and say that.
Will we get a smile yield, Robert?
Yeah, boy. She eat the polori and then tell her
she but when she don't
later,
drink,
yeah.
That's what I want to know. Is it sauce?
You know it come out together, right? It only have to be a foreigner will think of something like that, right?
So, you had polori today. I mean, how long have you been here? A week?
A week.
So far, we heard about the curry goat, the polori, and something else you said you had.
What else did I have? I had some chana. I had some...
Did you get
snapper.
Did you get a roti?
A roti. What's that?
The roti. The goat roti.
That was the goat roti.
Yeah, she did. Today. I had chicken.
Yeah,
roti.
So you had a goat roti, chicken roti. You really like roti, boy.
Yeah, boy.
And then you eat some polori.
Yeah.
Big up the whole Indian delicacies and stuff. Yeah. And what else?
Now I'm gonna move on to some duck later on today. Yeah. So whoever has the best duck, call in and let me know.
The best what? Duck.
Duck.
Is it curry duck?
Curry duck.
Oh my God.
Or duck curry.
And everybody will call in and say they could make the best curry duck, but. Let me take a. Which part had the best curry duck?
Yes.
What do you think?
Who has the best?
I don't know.
Somebody call and tell me who had the best curry duck now.
I want to call no name. You know what place in San Juan?
I know where.
Oh, you do?
At home.
Oh.
My wife is a mean. She's mean.
Nah.
Listen.
Brethren. You're good to go, boy.
Yeah, boy.
She went to the grocery looking for curry for something. You nice when you reach home.
He got true.
When I talk to you again, you nice.
Yeah, you got true.
Over to my partner Providence Brong, who also well traveled. I mean, you would have tasted food all over the world. What was the difference when you returned to Trinidad between having those Asian delicacies and coming back to the palate over here?
Yeah, first of all, right, I've had French chefs, German, Chinese, Japanese, African chefs, but I want to talk about bread. You know where I tasted the best bread?
If you tell me home,
earth.
We take off your mic until you have a good day.
No, I'm going to tell you Maruga. Fire on top and fire below. The dirt oven bread is the best bread. Sophie, if you taste that bread down in Maruga, there's no bread in the world. Whether it be German, Italian, French, I've tasted all of their stuff, pastries, all the coconut and everything. The best bread you could get is right down in Maruga in Trinidad. Mm. You have to get a dirt oven bread.
Yeah.
It's the best tasting bread.
I really heard about it.
I assure you.
Yeah,
I heard about it.
But what I look for in food is a signature mark. I have a friend, her name is Trudy Ayong. Mm. She makes currants roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I went somewhere the other day. It was a game show I went to. And I didn't know it was her currants roll. And when I tasted the currants roll, I said, wait now.
Yes.
This currants, it hit my brain. It reminded me that I tasted this before, but I didn't recall. And when I asked Kate said, that's Trudy Currants Roll. So she has a trademark. She has a signature mark.
Yes.
And I think when you're dealing with food, what makes it the king of all is when you have a standard consistency in food is very important.
Yeah.
So I look for signature marks in food.
Interesting. Somebody said to tell Sophia that pilori without the sauce is like jerk without the pepper.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought Sean would tell you that.
Oh.
I was looking for the chef to tell you that.
I mean, the chef been...
He missed that, didn't? Hello, good afternoon.
Chef today.
If you eat coconut bake, made in that same oven, you'll forget about that bread.
Coconut bake in
that's
the same
right,
oven.
He's right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Made coconut bake, eh?
Yeah, man.
All right, I heard Sean talk about that. Dirt oven thing. We had a guest in studio with us and we went down that road about the dirt oven. So I don't know how long it will be in the country again for, but you know.
I'm here until the 5th. I have like 6 more days to eat.
You know, she told her that again.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's what?
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, we should be back. We'll be here next week, Tuesday? What do you mean?
Tuesday.
Oh.
Next week, Tuesday?
No, Sunday is when I'm leaving.
Oh, Sunday. Okay.
Sunday. All right. We wish you a safe journey home, huh?
Yeah. Thank you.
Somebody says wings in Pagé. I don't know if you get any best. Wait, the doc? The curry doc? I don't know. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Davey, and the culinary expert and Sophie.
Culinary expert. And Sophia.
Yeah, I just telling out asking the culinary expert. Which one you feel sweeter, boy? A bulljaw's smoke herring or a bulljaw's saltfish?
Well, all right. Thanks. No.
Thanks, sir.
All right, cool.
Culinary expert, I say smoke herring, boy.
All right. Cool. Right, nice. So, we just answer any question.
Yeah.
First of all, do you know what is a bulljaw?
No.
Right. You familiar with that?
Yes.
Well, we familiar with that.
Yes.
So, smoke and fire on that. What do you think?
It depends on who make it, man.
I'm not going to say that. Sophie, first, for our foreign guests.
Yes.
So,
bulljaw.
You're talking bulljaw is a breakfast item made with codfish. And it has chopped up vegetables made two ways. It could be sorted vegetables or it could be fresh vegetables.
When you say codfish, people enjoy that. The man in the taxi wants to know where he's going to go. She and get that now. Of course, after you don't tell her codfish, right? Come back and tell the children.
They don't have salt, they have codfish, which is salted fish.
Well, right, so a man in a taxi right now here, you say that, he say, but I eating the wrong bulljaw. You go by it, wife too, Cal, but hey, where the codfish get?
Oh, God.
So it is another terminology for salted fish.
Yeah.
Right, so it's salt fish, break up, boil out, tell her.
Yeah, we take the codfish, which is it's salted and dehydrated. It's something like white fish that you get at Jewish deli in the States.
Mm.
And so they break it up. They boil it, boil all the salt, they break it up. Some people sort it with fresh vegetables. Some people don't. Some people actually cut up the vegetable and add like olive oils and fresh garlic and herbs and stuff.
Oh God, I get it. So
that's the saltfish part. The smoke herring is actually sorted because it's a bit more fresh and potent. So the question is, which one we prefer? Because a good training breakfast really comprised of saltfish or smoke herring. Most hotels, they usually have that. So you go to a hotel, you have to have either saltfish or smoke herring on the buffet, mostly saltfish with coconut bake. So it's kind of customary. A good training breakfast is always that. So you still have to try that, right? A saltfish and smoke.
Well, to my defense, I'm usually asleep during breakfast hours.
So. You're not a morning person? This question is for Sophia. What was the food culture at your family home growing up? Were you raised eating Trini food, Jamaican, or American food?
It was a combination of all three. So depending on who cooked that night, if it was my father, it would be Trini food. If it was my mother, it would be a mix of all three, whether she felt like cooking Jamaican that day or some American dish. But it was always a combination.
Give us an example of what is an American dish.
So her go-to is like baked barbecue chicken, macaroni. You call it macaroni pie, and some vegetables. Or maybe she'll do something like Italian, like a lasagna, or we did a lot of fish. We do snapper, kingfish. So just depending on what she felt like cooking.
All right, okay. So this thing called a meatloaf.
I don't mess with meatloaf.
What is it actually, chef?
Meatloaf is basically ground beef mixed up with seasonings, and then you put it like in a bread
pan.
Pan and bake it. And they usually use like a combination of ketchup and Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
And mix that up as kind of like a
gravy
on top.
Gravy.
And that's meatloaf.
Yeah. And okay. Some of those dishes I stay away from.
I hate meatloaf.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Hi. I'm calling from the U.S.
Hi.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi.
Sophie, ever eat hot sada roti and butter with fried plantain?
Oh my God!
I didn't hear no meat. Where's the meat?
Nah, man. That's our favorite. That's a good meal. Hot sada roti.
That's breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
With fried plant. What do you say? Fried plantain.
Fried plantain
and butter.
And butter. You see what I'm talking about? He's a real. That's a Trinity the bone.
No.
That's old school.
So Sophia is asking for the meat.
Yeah.
The meat is the plantain.
The meat is the protein. The plantain is the protein.
I can try it, but it might sound. I live in Tampa, Florida.
Florida, Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Key West, Florida. I'm driving back to New York now.
Awesome. Oh, you have a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe.
Right now, I'm in Virginia.
Okay.
I'm listening to 106.1 all day.
Oh, nice. Five.
Well, I don't know if you get it on 0.1 over there, but it's 5 in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my voice is really going now, guys. My NTC chooses early. You want to take over? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, so you were talking about meatloaf and stuff, and meatloaf is, meatloaf is not a very popular thing.
It's a European.
Yeah, that's more.
You watch the movies and the sitcoms and they talk about meatloaf, so I was always wondering, what is this meatloaf? You know?
Meatloaf is just basically minced meat with the compressed minced meat in a pan and
oil
and bake.
As we're going forward to our newscast coming up at the top of the hour, this question goes to both of you, as you all are well-traveled and so forth. What are some of the foods that you all would have eaten on your journeys to various countries as opposed to, and how do you compare it to Trinidad and Tobago?
Gumbo. Do you know gumbo? Gumbo is a Cajun dish. And when I was in Thailand, that was my favorite thing. I used to go get cornbread and gumbo. The rest of the dishes, I'm not too much into food. Like Sean is into food. I'm more into music. So when I was served, I just enjoyed the meal. But many of the meals, I can't tell you the name of the meals and all that kind of stuff. I remember gumbo. And there's a German soup. I can't remember even.
Bosch?
No, there's another name. I know Bosch, yes, but there was another name for...
Bosch is one of the worst soup I've ever eaten. I don't like making. And it's just basic beetroot.
And there's a French soup where they put wine inside it, red wine in the soup. You ever tasted that one?
Probably be a French onion soup.
And they have wine inside
of it.
You know, but I can't remember the names, but all I can say is pastries. I just don't know, you know, I've been wrong. And I think my Trinidadian tongue is take the better of me, because I love currants roll more than any other pastry. You know, I love our local bread, not quelos or anything, you know, those breads. You know, I love real country bread. I remember that, you know. Pastries, and I've tasted all different type of pastries in all the hotels and everything. But ask me the names, I wouldn't remember. Sorry.
Full respect going out to you on that.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, welcome caller.
Afternoon again to the culinary experts on the team there.
Yeah.
Curry stew with dumpling or curry stew with jasmine rice or white rice? Which one's sweeter?
Dumplings all day.
Sophie just answered you.
Dumplings all day.
Sophia just answered you. You can't go bad with dumplings. She said dumplings all day.
Yes, you could have said you. And with the breadfast, with the smoked herring and the saltfish.
Saltfish.
Which one's sweeter? Saltfish and smoke herring with roast bake, fry bake, or sada.
So yeah, it had to be fry bake.
It's sweet with the sada too.
I know, but nah. Let me keep it traditional.
I understand
it, but once you have a good fry bake and your saltfish, buljo is real good, you can't say no.
Nah, boy, fry bake?
Yeah, understand?
All right,
yeah,
thank you very much.
Yes.
Before you answer, hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I said we have a matzo ball soup. Matzo ball soup.
Yeah, that's a Jewish soup.
Yes. Thank you.
Very hard to make, but go ahead.
So the question to you, in terms of your travels, you know, the different countries or whatever you were visited, how does those foods appeal appear different to ours in Trinidad? And how was it how would you compare it?
When it comes to the Trinidadian food in the States, unless it was somebody who just recently came from Trinidad, when it becomes like a second generation, third generation person, they start to change the recipe. So it don't taste exactly the same as it would here. And then two, some of the ingredients, you might not be able to find it in the States. So they start to substitute. So it don't taste the same.
Wow. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So coming up inside the next hour, we're going to talk about the recipes that you use for your skincare products. Because I want to know, you know, what you could put on your face, boy, flour?
Yeah, boy. So you try, same thing I asked. So you go in your fridge, you open up your fridge and your cupboard, and you say, oh, God, I see something there, but I wonder.
Look, some pigeon peas there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
You
go put dal in yours?
Some dal by your ear.
Give it rub your eat.
Yeah,
I'm saying, what do you give it to rub your eat?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Have you ever had toast bread with jamaica and cheese?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Toast with jamaica and cheese. Yeah. I'm feeling that.
Yes.
I don't think we guess I've had that. He's saying avocado, bread and cheese. Have you?
Yeah.
She said yes. Yeah. That was really nice.
Yeah, man. All right, somebody talk about the matzo ball soup.
Yeah. That's a Jewish soup with chicken broth, and the matzo ball is a very soft, like a soft dumpling, but it's very, very soft.
Right. Does it have a kind of sourish?
It has that matzo ball is very hard to make. It's a specific recipe that they make it with.
All right, so we just have about 3 minutes before we go to the top. Let's talk about street foods. You know, what stands out for you guys, all three, in terms of street foods?
To me, it's roti.
I tried chow for the first time.
What kind of chow?
It had apples, what else was in there? Cucumber, pineapples. What was those little small circle things?
I think it was plums.
Plums,
governor
yes.
Plums.
Governor plum chow?
Yeah. It had governor plums, I think, in it as well. Mm-hmm. It was a combination of all these.
Well, I know getting that. You know, it was not a mango chow.
Yeah.
And was that a good mango chow, boy, Sean, boy?
Oh, boy. I like Julie mango chow, boy.
Starch, boy.
Starch?
A good starch mango chow?
What about Julie mango have a nice ring to it, man.
I don't like chow.
You don't like chow?
Nah.
What kind of? Just now, wait. Jerry, you don't like chow, right?
Nah.
But remember long ago, Jerry, they used to take, what do they call that? I think like chutney. When they take the mango, you peel it and you grate it. Mm-hmm. And you put
chutney.
Like chutney.
I think so, yeah.
But you, hello.
Best mango chow is rose mango chow.
Rose mango.
Mango sweet.
Yeah, rose
it's mango. It's kind of sweet, but it? I like the starch.
You like the starch?
Starch in season, by the way.
I don't know why.
You gotta get a good starch mango, girl. You better starch mango. No way.
You like mangoes?
Mangoes kind of mess my tummy up.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I stay away from them.
Yeah.
No, maybe you got starch, you know, starch your tummy up. So.
Yeah, this guy said that with a straight face, too, you know. You just say something like that,
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Nice lady, too bad. And only check us out on Freedom 106.5 Facebook page. Check us out on the website. And you can see Providence, Sophia, and Sean Chef Spencer. They're not seeing me today. My voice gone, and so am I. So anyway, we're making our way to the newscast. Nobody talk about a hot dog yet. I think in street food, I hear hot dog. I hear chow.
Yeah, but wait.
What was he? Street food?
I like my roti, though.
Roti is not that street food.
Yeah, but I go in St. James. I go in St. James later Friday night.
They make it a street food now, but I don't know roti. I hear street food. Yeah. I was thinking hot dog.
Hot dog? Nah. Mm.
What about you, Jerry?
For me, street food.
Come on, Mike, we want to hear you.
Yeah, running away kind of way, you know.
Like, you don't like street food. So, you're not going for tacos or nothing, like a gyro around the avenue. You know,
well, when I was overseas, I eat a lot of that, you know. Yeah. I eat a lot of satays. In Malaysia, they had these things on a stick.
Yeah, on a stick, a satay.
They call it satay.
With peanut sauce and stuff.
And African food, you know, they put peanut butter in African food, and that really, I don't know how they do it, but it really tastes good. Peanut butter, you know. Street food. How to say?
Maybe a pack of nuts. Salt and fresh.
Yeah.
Salt and fresh.
Keep it simple.
Give me a fresh pack of nuts.
A fresh pack of nuts. Yeah.
I mean, I'm real simple. I'm a simple man.
I like that. I know that.
Yes.
You and I talk many times.
Yes.
Very simple, guy.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to talk about boiled rice with some peanut butter and a boiled egg.
Okay.
That sounds like a good menu. Okay. Boiled rice, peanut butter, and egg with some cooking oil.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back to The Overdrive here on Freedom 106.5 FM. We inside Tasty Tuesdays, or we just call it Tata Tuesdays.
Tata Tuesdays.
Tata Tuesdays. Yeah, them lost.
Yeah.
We tell all the off here.
Yeah. So I kind of interested to hear about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on with
food on your face.
On your face, yeah.
And it has nothing to do with putting it in your face.
Yeah.
Going on your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only food I know people that put on their face is cucumbers.
We have evolved since then.
Since the cucumber on the eyes.
Yes.
Like I have one of my eyes red right now, like I smoke a weed. You know what? You put the cucumbers, you know, the light on there, and those rich people, those high people.
It's not supposed to eliminate the redness. It's supposed to eliminate the puffiness.
The puffiness, yes.
Oh okay.
Stop smoking and eliminate the redness.
Oh.
Yeah, that, eh? Lady people and them grass alone. All right, cool. So if you put cucumbers for the puffiness, where is put pickles for?
Huh?
Pickles in your eyes?
Pickles.
You don't have pickles on your eyes?
No. Pickles in your eyes?
On your eyes?
No, just cucumbers.
Oh, just cucumbers. So I did it wrong?
Yeah, you did it wrong.
So you put a pickle in your eyes?
I'm trying to get an infection.
No, just... Are you serious? The pickle did remember cucumber. Why did you put a pickle in your eye?
In Trinidad, we had a storybook called Fluff and Nip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy one and read one for you, boy, short boy.
Fluff and Nip?
Yeah, boy.
That's I think that's those.
You remember Fluff and Nip?
Fluff and Nip? That's
you remember Fluff and Nip? Come on, man. Like West Indian Reader. You remember West Indian Reader?
West Indian Reader.
No, not the West Indian Reader, Fluff and Nip.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Fluff and Nip.
Thank you, and you remembered it. All right, so I know.
Yeah. No, wait, I don't think so. My mom is 60s.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, we had that too. So, we're talking food and the page. Well, what we could call it, boy? Facial?
Facial.
All right, so.
Skincare.
Self-care. Me time. So, as Sean eloquently put it earlier, you open your cupboard. What are we seeing in the cupboard, guys? As men, we see corned beef. Cooking oil,
rice,
olive oil, we need some rice, some peas, we get flour, we got sugar.
Stop right there.
Some salt.
Stop right there.
Sugar.
Sugar. It's a natural exfoliant.
That thing sticky, no tail. Ants coming to bite you when you...
Sophie, I knew a girl back in Malaysia.
Just bring your mic down. No, yeah, that's tilted.
Yeah, I knew a girl back in Malaysia. She...
Tan?
And she would put sugar in the sun and mix it up, and that would be exfoliating. Yeah, I remember that. And she was selling that product.
For those who don't know, what is exfoliating?
So when you exfoliate, you're removing the dead skin cells from your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And what that does is allow the new skin to be on the surface. Makes you look brighter.
Radiant.
Youthful. Mm.
Somebody talked to my program yesterday and said that we had tails and we evolved. So you know, saying we like snake, we could shed skin.
Yes. Well, you shed skin every day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that's why it's important.
So sugar, brown sugar or white sugar?
Brown sugar. So brown I use turbinoid.
So you're telling me I could go my fridge right now?
It's not just the sugar. Don't go to the kitchen and just throw sugar on your face.
Well,
she put oil in it. Was oil?
Yes, so it's grapeseed oil.
Yeah. What kind of oil?
Grapeseed oil, avocado oil, jojoba oil.
Jojoba oil. What about canola oil?
No. Unless you're frying chicken, no.
So, that's not Jamie, David. You want to get brown sugar, canola oil?
I'm hearing all these oils.
All these oils.
I nearly asked about soya oil. You understand? Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. If you know about avocado face mask, for brightening skin and tightening pores.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Avocado face mask.
So avocado is one of the elements that you can use. And like she said, it will help to tighten your skin, help to reduce wrinkles, and make it look a little bit more smoother.
When I think avocado, I think of the pillow.
So just now, yeah, exactly.
I can't.
Yeah.
So I spend in my money. buy this avocado and watch it ripe. Most times we buy it at hard. Mm-hmm. We going home and every day we pass. And as fast as we get a little cushion there,
yeah,
we're looking for a pillow, or we're looking for something to put that in, because we had a kid. You telling me, take that and pong it up. I don't know your recipe. Imagine you can't put the whole avocado here, pong it.
Yeah, you mix it up.
With what?
Put some with the oils.
Oh, the peanut oil?
I didn't say peanut.
Grapeseed?
Grape seed oil.
I remember
jojoba
that.
Jojoba oil. Sweet almond oil.
Almond oil. Yes. We have that in Trinidad.
Avocado is also good when you mix it with mayonnaise and egg as a natural conditioner for your hair. Deep conditioner.
Avocado mix.
I spend in all that money by Pennywise, and I get to just go right here and do that.
Right in the kitchen.
So, avocado, mayonnaise,
and eggs.
And what kind? What raw egg? You just
no that.
A fried egg or something?
A raw egg, yes. You know, a raw egg.
With the yolk and
everything? And add your oils. Yeah, okay. Mix it all up. Put it in your hair.
And that's it for
how
long?
Put a shower cap on. Oh. You could just
and you're fresh
sit
as
under the dryer for a little bit. Let the heat fresh. And the steam. And then you rinse it out.
You go and smell so stink.
I need some of that for my hair, boy. You imagine
fresh as
I put that in my hair. Imagine that. I coming back next week with some long hair. Longer than what I have.
You do that? And you get, you see... You get a fruit. So
you open your cupboard. I open my cupboard now, right?
Okay, let me take it back. So think before we had all of these products.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think...
Well, back in Olive?
No, before we had Miel Organics or...
Back in Olive?
How did we make shampoo? How do we make conditioner?
Yes.
How do we make, facial scrub? It came all from natural
from plants,
products.
Yes.
Plants.
Aloes, the what do you call it in Trinidad? It's called ratchet.
Ratchet.
Yeah, bacano leaf. I had dreads, I used to wash my hair in bacano leaf.
It's a bacano leaf.
Yes.
Wash your hair with
But you must wash it out a bit, otherwise it could turn your hair a bit red. But once you wash it out, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and ratchet.
So
all of these things have always been around.
What other part?
Always been.
So we talk about the sugar and the oil, the grape seed oil and
the sand.
We talk about the mayonnaise, the egg, and avocado. What other things or items in our kitchen that we can use as facial?
Coconut oil.
All right, coconut oil. And what? Just the coconut oil? Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not just one product by itself. It's a combination.
But I'm looking for some more.
So if you could use things like,
oranges, lemon,
yes.
Yeah. Anything citrus.
Oatmeal too?
Oatmeal is a base of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And you came up with this how?
History.
The Egyptians, they use foods as well. The Egyptians use a lot of oils and fruits and stuff they would soak in. Mm-hmm. So it's an ancient thing.
It's ancient, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, ancient, yeah.
Because every time I open my kitchen cupboards, I would think about something to eat.
And you would never consider that probably the same items.
Volcanic mud, right? There's a company in Trinidad that you take in volcanic mud and they're doing stuff for your skin and they're getting it from the volcanoes in Trinidad. Mud is if you dip in mud every day, your skin will be so smooth.
What are the components in mud? Why do we take mud baths and mud facials? And it's a special kind of mud.
It's minerals.
Yeah.
But that's in the mud.
But we can't just take that mud outside, go downstairs, take some mud.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So how do we identify what type of mud or dirt we use?
Volcanic mud.
Must be volcanic.
Yeah. Well, volcanic mud is the best they say.
And you should kind of write something with some sort of charcoal in there because it's natural. I remember long ago,
activated.
I remember we didn't have Colgate. I didn't grow up poor, but I would show this one in. We didn't have Colgate, and my mom said, take some charcoal and clean your teeth.
It's the best.
I said, charcoal?
Yes.
So I'm outside looking for these burnt wood and stripping my teeth with it. It came out okay, but it's not something I practice, because I still need that fluorescent feel in your mouth, you know?
Yeah, well,
somebody watching
the
camera.
Conversation, eh?
Somebody watching the camera wants to know what hair Sean have. Sean, try that recipe. You might grow some here.
Yeah. I tell you, I'm coming back next week with Rail Rail here, boy. Yeah. And you know, you know, and even some Colgate and all have that natural charcoal feel and skin.
No, read it out. Let me see. This is a very good one. It's fluoride free. There's no fluoride in it.
Oh, yeah, boy. Deep action cleaning. Natural bamboo active. Oh, wow.
It's named charcoal.
It's named charcoal.
Yep. Charcoal toothpaste.
Thyme oil, coconut oil, bamboo.
Yes.
The charcoal. Is that cardamom in the two?
Yes, it's natural herbs, as Sophie say.
So, okay. Sophie, tell me about your skincare line, your products. We can get in touch with you with it, even if you're overseas. You know, what are the names of the various products that you have out there? Give me some insight.
So it's the line itself is Full Face Skin. So you can find me on Instagram and Facebook, and the link to purchase is also there. Right now, I have several different body scrubs. I have one that's made out of brown sugar, one that's made out of turmeric, one that's made out of hemp seed, and then I have bath salts as well. And then for facial products, I have both men and women's facial products. For my men, I have face wash, aftershave, toner, and also beard oil.
And these things are made from
all natural products. Wow. So everything, there's no chemicals in it. It's especially good for people who have eczema, psoriasis, any type of skin condition, any type of dry skin, because once you wash it off, it leaves an oil on your skin, so you don't even have to moisturize after.
It's a natural oil, if it feel to it. Nice, because it's natural.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Is there an expiry date? One expiration on these products in terms of, because I know it's food.
Yes, so it's best to use them within 6 months, but you'll be done within a month if you use it
the correct way.
Yeah.
So it comes with instructions.
Yes.
Tells you when to use it, how to use it, and you're saying, okay, so we have big jars, you know, tell us about it.
Most of the body scrubs are 8 ounce jars.
Mm-hmm.
I also have lip glosses. There's clear lip glosses, color lip glosses.
Tell me about that. I'm interested to know what are the ingredients with the clear and the colored.
So with the clear, it's just a simple lip gloss base, and then there might be a flavor to it. So I have one that has like a cherry flavor, one that has what was the other one? Watermelon. And then for the colors, they all have a little flavor to it, so it might either be cherry or watermelon.
So somebody just passed me one of the products here, which it seemed really interesting. It seemed as though it has some nice oatmeal to the bottom, is that right?
There's real oatmeal in it. So that is the oatmeal body oil. Uh-huh. You can use it as a massage oil. The thing with this is if you use the scrub, especially for people who wear a lot of sandals, you can use the body scrub on the back of your foot and then use this oil as a moisturizer.
So you're telling me, because Trinidadian love slippers, and all of we heel crack up and black.
Exactly.
So I could use this and get, that what you're trying to tell me? Because,
Hold it up on the camera now.
Huh?
Let's raise it up right so that they can see it.
Okay, so this will take away the cracks and lump and thing on some people's foot?
It'll be nice and smooth.
Wow.
And you can actually rub it up against your loved one at night.
Oh,
play footsie.
Let me hear about that. I'm interested in that.
Okay.
Yeah. But the reason why I wanted to do both a men and women's line is because after COVID, I just realized a lot of people weren't taking care of themselves. They take care of everybody else, but they forget to take care of themselves. So I wanted to create something, especially for couples, where they can pamper each other and make sure you self-care each other or self-care yourself. But the products are, all of the body scrubs, those are kind of unisex. So men can use them too, if you know you're into body scrubs or oils. So don't think just because it's not a men's product, you can't use it.
Women don't like ashy men. They don't like ashy men.
So.
Yeah, yeah, but this looking man, real good. But I could do with somebody. I'm actually man, trying it right now on my hands. Man. It smells really great. Davy, I think you need some of this setup.
I know going to the party thing.
No, no, me passing on the people. I watching you from across in the second condition. Are you looking kind of, how you say it, man? The woman don't like what?
Ashy, man.
All right, okay. I didn't say
he driving again, a Mercedes Davey. Benz and I the man will go ashy.
Yes.
It could do a puzzle on the man thing. What was called a tic-tac-toe.
Well, oh, help out, Sean, you need it.
Hold on this, hold on, hold on this, hold on.
Drop it, let me smell it then, man.
Yeah, hold on this, hold on. So I had to share some of my body oil with Davy because you seem to have some really ashy knuckles and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I like when you just pay attention to me. I like when you come here just pay
good,
attention.
Good one, boy, good one. So you're saying, Sophie, that this helps with the skin shedding and it smells really, really great. Mm-hmm. This seems to be a great product. And
you don't want to use much?
That's not just,
yeah,
no.
And it's very light, so it doesn't leave a greasy
feeling.
Yeah.
So you don't look like you're working at the strip club.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Davy. You hear that, right? You don't have to oil long your skin and Davy.
Just I don't, a little bit Davy, goes like a still long want way, to add Davy. Some,
Davy. I don't stop. See any rubbing on all the calves in the back there, all the shin bone and things shining.
No, you got all the oil now.
All them big knickers here, they shining.
Yeah, not yet.
So anywhere locally, can we get these products also?
I'm working on that. Mm. That's why I'm kind of here a little bit longer than I should be. But yeah, I'm looking for a storefront to try to bring it here locally. So those people who don't have the means of ordering online or anything like that, they can just go into a brick and mortar and pick it up.
It has a really nice scented. And it's oatmeal in that, right?
Oatmeal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So one would think, how did you come up with just oatmeal and how's the oatmeal blending now?
Oatmeal is a natural nutrient and moisturizer.
Oh.
So when you break it down and combine it with the other oils, that helps to rejuvenate the skin.
Oh, okay.
I think oatmeal dries like scabs or...
Yeah.
If you have like dandruff or things like that, it helps.
It helps with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought oatmeal was just for porridges.
No.
Honestly, I didn't realize oatmeal. I mean, I'm a chef, but I would not really
I use it on my head because what happened, if my hair grew, I tend to get like buttons like. Mm. And as long as I keep my hair low, I'm okay. But when I had it, I put oatmeal and it dried up everything. It was really good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm going to put some oatmeal on my head and put on a bandana. No. We call them things. Them had them girl and them be wearing, you know?
I do have some hair growth oil.
Yeah, yeah. He needs some of that.
Some Jamaican castor oil.
Yeah.
We call it
just for Sean.
So yeah.
Not just for men. So just for Sean. Label it just for Sean.
Yeah, growth oil, right?
Yeah, just for Sean. Because you put on anybody else, the hair fall off. But he, that good and grow. So just for Sean, Sean, you're getting your own thing coming down from...
Put it on the left side. I need a left patch.
But interestingly enough, I mean, you didn't bring anything else? Or?
Because of customs, I couldn't carry it in my suitcase. I would have had to ship it.
Oh, yeah. You can't carry these liquids on board the aircraft. Yeah. You can't carry a nail clipper and all them things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in 9/11, eh, boy?
I know.
You know, we ain't trying to do them thing.
I know.
We are July 27, but we don't have 9/11.
So what made you think to open up your cupboard and just think that you could use these items? What made you come up with this? I mean, is this worldwide popular or just something that you came up with?
No, I think a lot more black women are starting to get into the beauty industry because we're just tired of other people taking our money. You know, we're tired of paying other cultures for products.
That's right.
So now we're at COVID. COVID is what did it, you know?
Listen, COVID did a lot of things, though.
Yeah.
You know what people are trying right now they didn't want?
But you was real bored in COVID that you open up your cup and say, I have some leftover oatmeal here.
What did you do with that
brown sugar? Yeah, boy. What can I do, boy?
I mean, you get quarantined to the house, you start getting creative.
That was real creative.
So,
no, that was a different level.
Yeah.
I mean, I always started with the conditioner. Like Jerry said, I would always mix up my own conditioner.
But did you,
with those.
Was the movie Self-Made?
Yes.
Have you seen the movie Good Hair, Bad Hair?
Yes.
I heard about it, but I've never seen it.
Right, and it shows you that how the Korean people, they
yes.
control the African hair. They control that market.
Mm-hmm.
And they go in there and people cut their hair, the real hair off. They buy that hair that using, the weave. It's from India, in the temples. People cut the, women and men cut their hair off to give praises to whatever god. And they take that hair and they send it to America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Koreans control that market. Yeah.
I mean, even a lot of the popular black brands that we've been buying for years have been bought out by other cultures. And like I said, Mia Organics is one of the most recent ones.
Well, I'm thinking Self-Made, that series would have been an inspiration behind you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be a little millionaire in the makings, getting your own. I mean, we're joking about it, but it's a real thing. What was the lady's name from Self-Made?
Madam C.J. Walker.
Madam C.J. Walker. First black African-American millionaire woman.
So, off of beauty products.
And she never gave up.
Wow.
When you look at her story, Madam C.J. Walker, husband and all, got divorced, frustrated, the process. The funny thing is she died, you know, before she really got to see her wealth
material,
where this thing would have gone to.
Yeah. So but the company is still moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They've done great things throughout the years, you know. But it pioneered with her, and she had a really tough time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of doors were closed in her face.
Well, it was in the racist time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was early 19th century.
A lot of doors.
She was born before her time, or doing that stuff before the time.
It was in the early
19th century. Needed pioneers and people like that to really come forward. So.
Yeah.
But she had employees.
Yeah.
She eventually grew. So that's my next question to you. Have you reached that far? Or is this a Colonel Sanders 11 herbs and spices secret recipe that you have there?
No, I have two employees so far. My
you got
daughter.
Your whole self.
My daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She does eyelash. She does the individual eyelash installs. Mm-hmm. And my son.
Your son is involved?
Yes.
So, guarded secret.
Yes.
Whatever your ingredients, whatever you take to well cured and got it. So
those are my first two employees.
But Sophia,
my children.
So what I realized when I was overseas, especially men from California, they take care of themselves. They do their nails. They have
That's why I included the
polish for men and all that. If you see the men in California, they're well kept, you know.
Well, men
they're like women, you know.
It's different in the men. When I came back, I said, but warm to them heel.
Yes.
Warm to them toes.
Yes, men are well kept.
Sometimes a shock.
Yes.
And they're not, all of them, they're not gay, but they're just well kept.
You can't associate sexual preferences with personal care.
No. Mm-hmm.
I don't associate. If you like to keep yourself well together,
and
it's
I think,
all well and fine.
And I think men should.
They should.
Because sometimes...
Groom yourself.
When you see a man's foot, sometimes you want to know if he's digging dirt with that toes.
You could stand up and hug up a pavement, so...
You understand?
All your foot grabbing the concrete on the pavement.
And you know why? You know what I realize? When you look at your fingernails and your toenails, it's have an overgrowth. If you don't move that from your toes, that overgrowth will take over your toenail, you know?
Cuticles.
Cuticles. And you have to keep moving these things
and cleaning up yourself.
Well, I'm not into beauty stuff, but I observe my body.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If I don't clear that from my toenails and my fingernails,
self-care. I mean, people see that as, you know, that's a woman thing, but pedicures and manicures are now for men.
Yes.
Men are now taking
for
facials.
Yes.
Men are going to the massage parlor and getting massages.
Yes.
These things are natural now. It's normal, and it should not be identified, or, you know.
But Egyptians did it. Men and women.
I think they were the ones that brought all these.
Yes.
This whole beauty thing.
Yes.
Where men would wear eyeliners.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
in the land of Kemet.
Right.
Yes.
And all these things. Now, if I see Sean coming in with makeup, and you're not going on TV.
I have two little nieces, and every time, Uncle Sean, and they put me to sit down, and boy, you wouldn't like to see the makeup that's put on me.
They're practicing on you.
And I cannot move.
Hey, nice young beauticians in the makeup.
They're practicing on you.
I'm just hoping these photos never get on that social
media. Sean, they're saying if they could make a man like you look like a woman, then they're ready to
go. My little two nieces, if they're hearing, as soon as I reach one, run straight to her mama's room and bring out the beauty kit. And boy, I would sit there no matter how tired I am, I have to sit there for an hour and get this thing drilling.
They
to
will
me.
Remember that for oh a long. God. What are the ages?
Boy, now 12 and 13.
Yeah.
And from since I was 5, 6, they've been doing this.
They will attribute their first million to Sean.
Yeah, boy.
You'll have a mannequin looking like Sean in the store.
I must say they do a really good job because I have blushes and nice warm.
So do you know what your foundation color is?
Sean, that's a question, eh?
Miss Sophia.
If you only answer
Miss Sophia,
that.
Yeah, Miss Sophia.
I close up the show, I go on home.
Yeah, all right, okay then.
I and Jerry walking outside and I leave you whistling.
Yeah. That was a trick question, yeah.
But I believe in hindsight, you know it, eh?
Who have teeth? Never seen this. Who have teeth? Whistle. If you have teeth, whistle.
Yeah.
You see, now they get me in trouble now. Okay, all right, guys. Okay, we get the point. I was just trying to say.
You ain't looking good, man.
Nah, don't worry about that. Malone Nissan, them dog. I did anything for my Nissan.
I find that's cool, though. I find that real cool because they, you know, the entrepreneurs, that's really cool. They're practicing on you.
Yes, uncle, these are stuff I would do for them and they would remember that for real.
I wouldn't come on. Does that mark your eyebrows yet?
Oh God! What?
When you see a 13-year-old niece coming to raise a blade and say, "Uncle Sean, let me shave my brother."
Excuse me, not raise a blade. Tread. They're using tread now.
Using tread?
What? Yeah, they use tread.
What? Oh, really?
Where is
that's
that?
That's Sufi tell you. That's an old technique.
Oh, it is.
The thread. Yeah. They just use two pieces of thread and they intertwine their fingers like this to where the thread is.
Yeah, I think that's what
that. Hair. That's an old technique.
Almost waxing. I don't know how people could wax and pull that hair off the legs, the back of the legs, and all that kind of stuff. I hear it's really painful to wax.
Yeah, the first time it might be painful, but you eventually get used to
You're talking about legs?
Yeah, with wax.
People wax in other areas.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're doing that. When I think about it,
not me.
Yeah. People wax in, I like,
oh. What's your name? If I go for that,
imagine
am I
going to doubles and you're hot, nice doubles and you're going for a wax.
Boy. I see, and this Brazilian, and what is the front kind of Brazilian? And
Brazilian is the women's, and that's basically where there's just a little piece of hair in the middle.
Okay, that's
it. Everything off.
So the everything off is what?
Like a line of hair?
Just a, so, you know, well, there's some different way. It could just be a line down the middle or a little.
Or something.
So they're different names like or just Brazilian is one
that's
name?
Brazilian.
That's Brazilian.
A bikini is just when you do like
the outer
legs.
Okay.
Yeah, the inner thighs.
No, listen, that's a tender area.
Is for the men.
A what?
A Brazilian.
What's a Brazilian?
No, not a Brazilian. A bro. B-R-O.
A Brazilian.
Yeah.
When a man gets that waxed.
Like pull that word one time.
Oh God. Oh God.
Jerry, I ain't really saying mode, boy. I believe in Gillette. Big up the whole Gillette. You understand? Maintain a razor.
Okay.
A disposable Gillette will do the job just fine.
And we do call it manscaping.
Manscaping. Yeah. I remember back in my former job, my fellas playing basketball and I watch little Ross. And he say, you know, Ross the man don't shave and thing. And he probably come out in his little vest and thing to play the basketball. Man put on here, he look like he's hugging up two small baby cubs.
Oh,
I was like, partner, it's two small kidney hugging up there. What going on with you?
The world has really changed.
And
a
the man
lot
telling
that,
me. But
men
only
are shaving now.
Only Chichi man shave his arm. I said, but you're a sting fella. You're a very sting guy. He said,
how are you gonna tell the big man that? I mean, the man don't want to shave.
The man is a sting guy. I mean, the man is a sting guy. I said, the man put on his hand like this, fellas.
Afro.
And you're seeing like the man hugging
up
two little kittens or two little cubs.
Or two afro.
Man, you know. And I said, but what's going on there? The man say, bad man, big man no shape. I said, Dan, big man nasty. And now, but I's a real rasta. I say, you's a Pennywise rasta. Look all your rasta thing mark up there. What you telling me?
Yeah,
Pennywise rasta.
Pennywise rasta.
You're not no real rasta. Real rasta man don't mark bear and all them kind. You well neat, not bad boy on the arm. You come on, use it. I say, you's a nasty guy. Mm-mm. I said, Daddy, ain't looking good enough. I don't know if you changed now. But I want people to know. Personal skin, health care, I mean, shave your armpits. The hell? I don't know. But
even if you can't shave it, trim it.
Trim it down.
Yeah, because I can't shave.
All right.
I have problems when it's growing back, so
yeah,
I have to trim.
You familiar with that scissors?
Yes.
Well, all right.
Yes.
You understand? I have no problems with Gillette. Big up Gillette. But you see the
so
wax.
No wax for you.
No. On my beatings. Wait, you mad? No.
But from what they tell me, it's nice and warm down there.
Guys, you should see Davy's face, right? And see, I take a pause for a cause, you know, as they say, right? And only talking, he might go back home and, you know, come back.
No, talk. Jerry might try that before me, boy.
All that talk, all the talking. I know it's so strange. I listen to all your talk, and you know, it's how we have evolved. Because 20 years ago, men were actually...
That was unheard of. True.
Now,
that was unheard
having
of.
A good body, eating right, is important. Gymming is so important.
Yeah.
Keeping yourself, your nails cut, your heel not black is so important. Making
maintain
sure
a Gillette, fellas. Yeah. Oh, God, maintain
them out your ears, man.
But check this, buddy. Where food is so expensive, I mean, I had to do prana yoga and learn to live on air because the prices of food is sky high.
Listen, you ever drink a glass of Savannah Breeze? You know, you get up with some good ice. Yeah. You know, you go by the snow cone, man. Yeah. Can I get some shave ice and Savannah Breeze, please? And you pay $2. Oh. And watch me, if you ask for a straw, you get that.
Yes.
And you walk around, choo, with your glass of Savannah Breeze. Oh, you can check it, Queen's Park Savannah Breeze is the best.
Savannah Breeze.
I hear you. You can get that.
That's
you know,
funny.
The thing about it is, we're joking on Tasty Tuesdays, but it's all about food and skincare products. And when we talk about these things, while we laugh, it is a very serious thing, guys.
Oh, yes.
And as much as, I mean, we have Jerry, Sean, and myself. Your way back,
I
want to talk a little bit about culture, shock, and food because somebody just reminded me. But
hit me before I give my point.
Yes,
because the point that's going to be. See, I want to tell you this, not James.
Right.
And all of we, me and you in the studio here, right? And Sean.
Yes.
Who your favorite really try the wax food, boy?
I don't want to get into
boy,
trouble.
Can you hand me back my cream, please? You understand? Hand me back, baby. No,
who more likely, boy? I don't know. Nobody can't say Davy. You know, everybody here, you know, they're watching you on the web right now.
Yeah, boy.
Watch your face.
Yeah, boy. I'm trying to put my out there, boy.
I don't say Sean.
Yeah, boy. Who is that man? Who is that scene, boy?
You know, so, when you travel, right, you have to prepare for different cultures. And I remember there's this thing called Sarawak Rainforest Festival. You know where they film King Kong in Borneo?
Borneo, yeah.
Right, there's a place called Sarawak, and every year it's a tribal place, and every year they have like concerts there.
Yeah.
And we brought in the Love Circle. At that time, I was living in Malaysia, and I brought the whole band in, and they were staying. They were staying in a hotel in Malaysia, in the capital, and we invite them to our home. And that night we didn't cook, and my friend went to us and get food. And when they saw how the packages, the food came in, they got culture shock, man. They was like, what? No, I don't know if I eaten that. The food came in curry, the food came rice in plastic bags. They serve you stuff when you take away in Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, and all the Southeast Asian countries.
What do you mean, Jerry? Regular plastic bags?
Regular plastic
bags.
Yeah.
Shopping bags?
Yeah,
shopping
clear bags. Plastic bags, and you see the curry inside there. And if you buy a drink over in Malaysia or in Indonesia, and well, it's a milk drink, it's in a plastic bag, or a lemon drink, it's in a plastic bag.
You can't bring
bag.
That shopping bag here in Trinidad.
No, you cannot.
They're going to beat you. What's not
it's a different culture.
Mm-hmm.
When you go different places, culture is different.
Yeah.
I remember sitting and eating in an Indian restaurant, and they say that's healthier. I've eaten curry in brass containers.
Brass, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but,
yeah.
I mean, we might say we don't want it, but there's a thing in the U.S., my crafty crab called the broil.
Yes, and it's actually
served. It's actually served in plastic
bags. Yeah.
Everything in the bag.
In England, chips and fried fish and chips or chicken and chips in England is served in gazette paper.
But hold on, hold that note. I actually have that. Is a wrapping paper.
Yeah.
It's not really gazette paper. It's a printed paper.
But it looked like
so
it.
So I bought that in my store, and
yes.
I can't use it because people is not buying it. They're thinking it's newspaper
no,
wrapping.
No, you have to educate them. You have to tell them it's an
so
English
everything
culture.
I have to educate you.
Yes, you have to. People need to be educated on.
So
I can't. So you're telling me, so I can't go forward trying new things because they bring me right back.
No, have fun. Listen, you should have fun doing it. You know, I mean, you could. That's how you could relate with people, because it's an English thing where they just serve you fish and chips in the gazette, in newspaper. But you let them know this is not ink. There's no ink coming out from that. It's just a print.
So if I try to serve in a brown paper, because if you go a different part of the world and you get that, if you come back and you try to do that, definitely.
Actually, brown paper is best. It takes away the oil.
It takes away the oil, exactly. And we who have traveled understand that principle, but sometimes trying to change it or trying to get the people to understand is a little more difficult.
Yeah,
as you say, you have to educate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, we in Trinidad, if we do know it, we're very reluctant to want to try it.
Yeah.
Most persons that try new dishes are the ones would have explored outside of Trinidad and Tobago,
yeah,
whether it's of the region or they went up to the States or to Canada or various parts of Europe,
yes,
England, therefore, they would be willing to try. But those that never left these shores, they're not interested in those type of things. They scorn it.
Yes.
You can't serve someone. You go in a restaurant, you buy some chicken, you buy some stew chicken, some red beans and rice, and they get everything in a bag.
Yes.
That is disrespect. You bag up that food and you carry for your dog.
Yeah, but in those cultures, it's not, because one more thing. I went to a wedding up in Borneo, where the same mountains where they film King Kong. And it's a tribe called the Kadazan tribe. And it was a wedding. My friend got married to a Kadazan woman. Man, they had this whole cow hanging upside down on the fire and grilling. A whole cow. And then they had this liquor. And that time, I don't get headache, but I think it was a heat stroke. And when I went up there, they have these alcohol in these containers with fig leaf over it. And their culture, if you don't drink the alcohol, they get offended. So every minute they bring this alcohol, and I pretending I'm drinking and sipping and stuff, man. And they have these like these brass gongs, and they're playing ka-ka-ka-ka-ka kind of dancing, tribal dancing thing. If
yes,
you see,
yes, yes.
It's a whole experience, man. I've been around the tribal people in Australia too, the Aborigines, Australia, the First Nation. It's amazing, man. I've actually pelt a boomerang, and it comes back straight to me, you know, after 100 tries.
Oh, I know. Said that would have hit me in my head.
Oh, after 100 tries.
Because I often wonder if that's real.
It's real. But you have to know how to angle the boomerang, and you have to know the wind is geography. You have to know the wind direction. And when I threw it, it went and it came back and hovered down like a helicopter in front of me. And you have to grab it like this. You can't grab it with your fingers. It could break your fingers.
Oh, really?
So you have to clap, grab it like.
So there's an art in pelting it.
And there's an art in catching it. Yes.
And it comes back.
Yes.
Wow. Well,
and it came back to me. Teat,
yeah, yeah. I don't think. Yeah, I ain't all what I get.
I'm gonna be running from that.
Yeah. Yeah. That might. And what culture is boomerang again?
Aboriginal Australian. Aboriginal Bijigal and people and.
But you can't come to Trinidad and serve in a plastic bag, then.
No, you cannot. No. I don't think,
yeah.
No.
Are you familiar with mother-in-law?
Yes.
No, not the one. What kind of mother-in-law?
I don't have one, but I'm the food version. Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Good. What happened to the last one you had?
I never had
okay,
one.
Okay, good.
I haven't made that mistake in my life yet.
So wait, John, just you're trying
hold
to
on,
say. Wait. I don't catch myself. Wait. Yeah, David. Let me. Yeah. Come off our food a little bit now. Oh God, yeah.
That's
you right. Just open up yourself.
Wait on one.
I'm taking my time.
Hold on. At the age 40, still taking it?
Yeah.
Listen, you're on the overdrive.
No, I've had the pleasure of being asked, but they didn't know how to act. And I probably would have ended up killing him. So I said, no, for your best interest, let me say no.
Wow.
So this man asked you,
and you did twice, actually.
Wow, you're a lucky woman, boy.
So what?
Twice, and you told him no?
But he's the only one ever asked you.
No, somebody else asked me, but he already had a wife, so how are you going to do that?
Yeah,
I told you I can. I'm taking my time.
So you want to want a wife?
Yes.
Oh, you managed to ask you that question again.
Because
mm-hmm.
I was with him first, and he cheated, and he found out the grass wasn't green on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, one could understand that.
Mm-hmm. Check your back.
Yes.
Yeah, you see, my mind went... Yeah. Long Independence Square. Right now, my mind was
supposed to be mother-in-law, and you going all the way. Yeah.
Tell you a joke. Yes. So, funny thing that happened. I'm sitting on by the sidewalk in front of the hotel, and somebody stops and asks me if I'm working.
Oh God!
Wait, Trinidad? Serious?
Okay. Why were you doing sitting on the side? You're sitting on the side of the road. And somebody passed in Trinidad. Yes. What time was that?
Night. It had to be night, right?
Do we have to say what time the night it was?
Okay, we don't have to say.
No, we don't have to say.
We don't
I just
have
came
to say.
In from a fet.
Hold on. Oh, I seen everybody bawling. No. Listen. This ship only had one captain and dummy. And I want to know what time it was. So if them want to know, that is the business. You're on the overdrive with Davey, them. So you're outside in the good people hour in the morning.
Yeah.
Sitting on the stoop.
Yes.
Well, they probably was working.
Oh my God.
Why you didn't go in your bed?
Oh Lord. Nah.
Wait.
Did she have mother-in-law?
I was entertaining the mother.
Sophie, where did he have mother-in-law before?
So I believe in Jamaica they use that and they call it Esco Beach.
Oh.
Similar.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the peppers and the You see,
whenever you're back in Trinidad, I want to invite you again on the program.
Uh-huh.
It might be more back and I'll back and I'll reach that. But I don't know. You don't come in here with a soft shell. We usually tear into you.
Yeah.
And Sean and I reach that stage. Well, as I tell you, who catch who first when Sean reach? He catch me first, I will get my bat.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come back, I come back at the one. So it is go. And of course, Jerry know that.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Had a good conversation with Jerry a couple of times. And you know what I'm saying? And you're married. You made a mistake.
Yeah, boy.
What
are
you telling
so?
Man?
You know,
talk about what kind of thing you don't be what saying, boy?
What
are you talking about?
Jerry,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, Jerry. Yeah, boy.
Jerry, go to answer that.
Which
being married is not a mistake.
I almost lose myself there, no?
Yeah, don't say that. It's a mistake.
All my nice food I talk about with my wife cooking for me and all kind of thing.
Jerry,
next thing you know.
Jerry, be put outside because of you.
Yeah, don't say that, boy. Jerry. I'm telling Jerry, do answer that.
Watch me now. She's very beautiful.
I hear that, but I agree with you, doggy. Keep it coming. Can you enjoy it? Yeah. I'm your cheerleader now. Keep it coming. Give us some more.
Well, don't get in trouble.
Well, she can cook a good coconut water. She good at that?
Man, she mean, boy. She cooking anything.
She cooking a good coconut
water.
She
cooking
water.
A good cook up.
Yeah,
she cooking up the cook up.
She cooking coconut water.
Nah, she could cook. What's in a DV? No lie.
She cooking coconut water.
Badass in the kitchen,
in coconut water. You see, ooh. I ain't expect you to say nothing else.
No, but... But okay,
Jerry.
Jerry,
I don't know what size foot you're
Jerry,
there, but don't put your foot in the water again.
Jerry,
don't let me catch you. Next thing you tell me, I eat rice.
You eat some rice?
I eat rice.
You eat rice and chicken curry. Hey, we have a recipe to bust out here for us on Tasty Tuesdays. We're gonna give you the mother-in-law recipe. The mother-in-law pepper sauce is what you call it, Chef John.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, one green karaili, 2 tablespoons of lime juice, 3 chopped garlic cloves, 2 chopped scorpion... What the hell is scorpion pepper?
Yeah, boy.
4
nice,
chopped bandana leaves, quarter diced onion, a half diced carrot, 1 teaspoon salt, half teaspoon sugar, and then the instructions are as follows. Are that for you, eh?
Okay, so we're going to remove the inside seeds with the scorpion. Slice them very thin, place in a stainless steel bowl and add the other ingredients with it, right? So the then we're gonna add lemon juice and salt.
With the karaili.
And the karaili. All right. We're gonna mix this together and place in a mason jar and leave to marinate for over 24 hours for the flavors to come together. All right. And after it comes together, you're gonna serve with your favorite savory dish. And preferably hot. All right. So mother-in-law, it has different recipes of mother-in-law, but I really like this one. All right. I had mother-in-law. I went to Shogunas the other day, and I had mother-in-law. And the Jewish have a similar thing. They call it a Jewish salad with the cucumbers and tomatoes and lime juice.
Mm.
But I was surprised at Trinidad, we have the same thing. It was almost the same thing, and we add hot peppers to it, and we call it a mother-in-law. So and I also saw the Mexican have a similar version to it, where they call it something like a salsa. So it seemed like every region have their own thing, but for some reason, we call our own mother-in-law, and our own is really spicy. Really, really hot.
Jerry,
yes.
From your experience with mother-in-laws.
What I want to know, is mother-in-law a modern day name? Or because when I was living in Trinidad, I never heard of the name mother-in-law. Mm. What was the name before?
I think that's when I was in Trinidad before I traveled. It wasn't that. It's only when I came back I heard about this mother-in-law. But outside, as I said, it's like I know it as a Jewish salad or a salsa. But here, I think, but I just came back, I saw mother-in-law and coconut chutney and all these different stuff. Even right. when I, before I travel, corn pie wasn't popular. Now yeah. corn pie is very, very popular.
Right.
Cinnamon plantain wasn't popular. It's very popular now.
Right.
You know, so these things were really from the hotels and stuff, but now it's basic street food.
Right. And so get these local names.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the East Indian community yeah. name it mother-in-law?
Yeah, I think it's the East Indian community.
I think so too.
Somebody's probably going to call in and tell us. But
I had bad experience with pepper when I was growing up. I deal with pepper, put my hand in my face, put my hand all downstairs. And things like a bone, man. All kind of
what happened just now? Wait. Solia, what going on with you? What?
Let me give all of the wasabi experience.
Oh, wasabi.
Wasabi.
Oh, my God.
Hena, wasabi is the hottest thing in the whole wild world. Hear them to me. I in Bangkok. In a hotel called Sukhumvit. It was Sheraton Sukhumvit Hotel. Now Sukhumvit is the main street, and you could see everything from there. And my American guitarist, he's opposite me. But it's buffet, it's lunchtime. So I go and buy the buffet. And I like guacamole. I really like guacamole. Yeah? So when I take guacamole, I'll take a spoon.
Oh jeez.
Not knowing is wasabi. I take in it. And I heard a Caucasian guy behind me say, wow. That's a lot of wasabi, but I thought he was talking to somebody else. You know? Man, I take crackers and everything, and I go on and I sit down. And I put a spoonful of wasabi in my mouth and swallow it.
Oh.
Hey, no, man. My friend say, I look at him, I went blank. I thought I was in a gas chamber. I grab him and pull him over the table.
Oh, shoot.
And I hold him for a while, and he say he was like shocked. He just looking at me, and I'm squeezing him tighter. I want somebody to hug up because, you know, I felt like in a gas chamber, and it was building and getting worse. And when I finally come to my senses, I see him looking at me like, and I hold him and I say, boy, that was wasabi, man.
Yeah.
And I will never, you know, I know people who had spoonful of that, not knowing what it is and passed out, you know.
Yeah, that is extreme.
I fight that feeling from passing out, you know, man, because I'm public, I'm in the restaurant.
And that was the story of the man who drank punching. That is a good punching story on a Friday. Every Friday, I can tell you about a different version of the punch.
Right.
Because that is how that is feeling.
But wasabi hot. Have you tried wasabi?
Brent, me not trying them, Dick.
Hey, now, if you take a little tip, try a whole spoonful.
But there's certain
man.
Sushi that you have to eat wasabi with that to get the authentic.
But you take a little bit.
A little bit, yeah, because a little bit goes a long
way. I took a teaspoon.
Well, that was a lot, though. By itself? No,
yes.
No.
Hey, if dragons used to exist, you'd have breathed fire, boy.
Yeah, boy, I thought I was blowing fire from my ears, my eyes, my nose, my mouth, my chest. I was like, wow. Never again, those once in a lifetime.
Hey.
You ain't gonna let it happen again?
Nope.
Yeah, it's time for us to cut the show, guys.
And I'm somebody invite you in the studio content more time.
Anyway, folks, there's two things we always say in this country, and we'll teach you about it. In Trinidad, if you're living by a corner house, we could either say you're fast or you're concerned. You understand when we say you're fast, what that means, right? So we say you're fast or concerned, but if you're concerned about things that don't concern you, then you're fast. So love at first sight is often cured by a second look. But once you fall in love with Davey Murray and Sean, on Tasty Tuesdays, you will never have to look again. Until the next one, when you miss us, we gone.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.